For years, HBO has gotten most of the attention when it comes to weekly series made for a premium cable network. TV critic David Bianculli thinks that the newest effort by HBO's arch-rival Showtime deserves to shift the balance a little.
These days, HBO's best is also among TV's very best. 6 Feet Under and The Sopranos, Sex and the City, and Curb Your Enthusiasm. HBO rules, even if it is only on Sunday nights and only on a rotating basis. But cable didn't always used to be this way. Back in the mid-1970s, in the cable TV equivalent of Genesis, HBO didn't have any original series. It didn't even run for 24 hours. A night of HBO programming, back then, could consist of two uncut and uninterrupted Woody Allen movies, with a countdown between films to let viewers know how long until the second feature started. And when it was over, that was it for HBO until the next day. In the early 1980s, HBO presented its first made-for-TV movie and began dabbling in weekly series, like the anthology suspense series The Hitchhiker, which made sure to work nudity into almost every episode. Back then, the premium cable network doing the best TV series work wasn't HBO at all. It was Showtime. Showtime had Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater, and continued the TV series The Paper Chase after CBS canceled it, and even presented Brothers, the first sitcom with a gay character in the lead. After that first burst of creativity, both Showtime and HBO concentrated on movies and specials. Recently, while HBO rules the roost, Showtime has made inroads, targeting specific and loyal audiences with shows like Soul Food, Resurrection Boulevard, and Queer as Folk. And tonight, Showtime launches a new series that is the most original and perhaps potentially successful weekly drama it's shown in many years. It's called Dead Like Me, and stars Ellen Muth as Georgia, a college dropout who's working at a temp job she hates, living at home with a family she can't relate to, and generally wandering around aimlessly with plenty of attitude. Her favorite response, uttered with as little emotion as possible, is that familiar word, whatever. And then she dies. Suddenly, absurdly, she's caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and her life is over. Dead Like Me, though, is just getting started. By another fluke of circumstance, she's recruited, against her will, to replace the Grim Reaper who collected her soul moments before her death. Her new job in the afterlife is to collect other souls just before they die. She works as part of a team of Reapers, and, like them, gets her assignment each day from a boss named Rube, who scribbles the vital information, expected victim and time and place of death, on a post-it note and hands it out to her at their regular meeting at a greasy Waffle House. Mandy Patinkin plays Rube, which is the first indication that Dead Like Me is something special. He's an actor who usually makes very intelligent choices not only about the way he performs, but the roles he takes. Other members of this particular Grim Reaper team include Jasmine Guy, Rebecca Gayhart, and Callum Blue. I know this may sound like a blatant attempt by Showtime to jump on the 6 Feet Under post-mortem bandwagon, but Dead Like Me stands on its own. One key part of the show is that Georgia, nicknamed George, not only haunts her family, showing up looking unrecognizably different, but is haunted by them as well. This show is so good at examining teen angst, it could almost be called my so-called death. But it's the ideas behind Dead Like Me, as well as the performances and characters, that make it so compelling. Writer-creator Brian Fuller lays out his imagined world very slowly, and we learn as George does. When George draws her first solo assignment, it's a young girl who's fated to die in a train wreck. George saves her instead of harvesting her soul. Then she has to face Mandy Patinkin's Rube, who at the moment is a very grim reaper.
What'd you do? What did you do?
She's not dead. I didn't remove her soul.
You mind telling me what it is you think you're doing?
I'm letting her live.
Cardinal rule. Everybody dies. Now you better march on over there and you take her soul right quick.
If you want her to die so bad, you do it.
I can. No one can except you. Death is non-transferable. She's your mark. Only you can do the deed.
Well, then barring any unforeseen accidents, I'd say she has another 80 years.
Yeah, well, you believe me, that's 80 years she doesn't want.
What is that supposed to mean?
Her fate was sealed the moment she stepped onto that train. Her soul has expired. You know what happens when you keep a soul around after its time?
No.
Same thing happens to milk. Spoils, goes bad. Souls go bad in all kinds of ways.
But
if you're having trouble comprehending the severity of the situation, why don't you consult Webster's on the definition of bad? If you don't take her soul, it's going to wither and die and rot inside her. I've seen it happen.
Dead Like Me is the sort of show that will have you thinking about it long after it's over. During a summer when most TV shows don't even want you to think while you're watching them, that's meant as high praise. With Dead Like Me, Showtime is back in the major leagues.
David Biancoli reviews television for the New York Daily News.